The words of God given to us today are Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to verses 34. It is page 8 in the New Testament. Allow me to read the words. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, or what you will eat, or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are they not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Amen. Happy New Year's to everyone. A person who thinks deeply cannot take light actions, and on the other hand, a person who does not think carefully cannot take considered actions. This is because the thoughts and actions are indivisible. In our mind, there are lots of thoughts, numerous thoughts that are stored inside of us, but just because a thought is stored in our mind, not all of it continues to become an action. Only a part of the stored thought manifests itself as an action. But if a thought is not entered into our mind to begin with, it can't ever manifest itself as an action, whether conscious or unconscious. The base of all actions is thoughts. Therefore, if a person never stores a good and righteous thought, would there ever be a way for the person to live a good and righteous life? At the time of Noah, God judged the human world that became corrupt by the flood. At the time, the standard that God used to judge corrupt human beings is revealed in Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The standard of God's judgment was based on the thoughts inside the man's mind, which preceded their actions. The life of a person whose every inclination or the thoughts of the heart was only evil all the time could only be evil all the time. Here we can define very easily what kind of a person a believer is. A Buddhist is someone who is full of the thoughts about Buddha and the teachings of Buddha. A Christian, needless to say, is someone whose mind is full of the triune God and the words of God. Jesus, when he was on this earth, told ahead that the Holy Spirit would come after his ascension and said the following. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, helps us so that we will remember what the Lord said to us. So who is a person who is full of a Holy Spirit? It is someone who lives constantly reflecting on what the Lord said in all things, day, every day, although the person who may not be able to pray eloquently, who goes to special prayer sessions in mountains, who act in some special noticeable way before others, this person cannot wander away from the path of following the Lord. It is thinking of the God's providence that is revealed through the law of nature and the history of human beings through the words of God. If you do not live reflecting on Triune God, the words of God, and the providence of God, then no matter how diligently you go to church, it is a mere religion based on habit. You cannot be a true believer. If you greet the new year merely as a religious person, then it will be no different from the old year that you have spent in anxiety and worries. The Lord commands us as follows in verse 33 of today's text, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Here, all these things the Lord spoke of means eating, drinking, wearing, all things of the world that they stand for. People always present a condition to God. If God fills me with things I need in the world, I will believe Him better. I will be more faithful, God, and I will obey God more. But if you put a condition, this is a transaction, not faith. What God wants with us is not a transactional relationship based on a condition, but a relationship of faith. This is the reason why the Lord said to us, "Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness." In one word, it means to put life's priority on God first. This is faith. And if you believe this way, God will take care of everything. Faith is an issue of priority. No matter how long a person has believed, so long as that person puts his or her priority on the self first, then that person is someone who is trying to do a transaction with God, not someone who believes in Him. In the same way that a woman who has just given birth puts her priority on the baby, in the same way that young people, when they fall in love, put their life priority on the love of their life, faith is always, in every place, in all circumstances, giving life priority first to God. If you think a little bit, the logic of faith is so clear. But so many people try again and again to transact with God rather than believing in Him because they believe without thinking. So the Lord says in verses 25 to 28 in today's text, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin." To see a person who professes to believe in God but who cannot get away from anxieties and worries because they're burdened by the things of this world, wealthy in their own fashion and poor in their own way, to them the Lord commands, consider. The Greek verb katamantanos means to learn, observe, think deeply. Let us learn from the birds which fly in the air. Do the birds sow the seeds for their food? Do they harvest in fall and store the food there to eat for the next 1 year? Not at all. But even so, the birds live each day without worrying, doing their best in God's providence. Let us observe the bodies of human beings. Does a newly born baby grow owing to a parent's worry? Parents, by worrying, cannot add 1 millimeter to the child's height. But even for a child of a poor family who cannot eat every meal, God makes him or her grow. And think about how the flowers and grass in the field bloom and grow. Do the flowers work hard to get beautiful coloring? Or do flowers spin for their wardrobes? Unlike the birds, flowers stay in their place, but they still bloom. Now, are they less beautiful because they stay in their place and not spin or toil for their flowers? No, the opposite is true. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? No matter how glorious Solomon's clothes were, Solomon standing for everything who was wealthy and glorious, could fabric which does not contain life be compared to the beauty of the flower that has a brilliant life? But also flowers do not live for 1,000 or 10,000 of years. It blooms brilliantly today, but tomorrow it will wither and be thrown into fire. Now if God arrays even these grass the field so brilliantly, so beautifully, then what more do we need to say about his children whom he loved so much as to give up his only son. But to human beings who cannot put their trust in the Lord, even so, the Lord rebukes them as follows. Will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? The persons who received this rebuke 2,000 years ago were not Gentiles who did not believe in God, but were Jewish people who professed to believe in God. And why was their faith so small? To the extent of receiving rebuke from the Lord. It was because although they professed to believe in God, they believed without thinking. It was the absence of thinking which resulted in faith that in the Lord's eyes was pathetic. So the Lord has commanded us to consider. And the words of the Lord who commanded us to consider continue as follows in verse 31 to 33. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. If God is someone who does not know what I need, how could such God be the omnipotent God who created the universe? In the same way that parents who gave birth to a child know what the child needs better than the child, wouldn't God who made me know what I need better than myself? And if what I want is not given, wouldn't it be something that I do not need or the time has not yet arrived? Therefore, if we consider even just once God who has created this universe, if we consider the promises he has made to us, if we think about the providence of God revealed in the law of nature and the history of men, we are compelled to live as true Christians who put God first in our lives and abandon the lives of Gentiles, which are pressed down by anxieties and worries caused by putting the priority on the self. And so the words of the Lord ends as follows. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. The Lord says not to worry because tomorrow will be anxious for itself. So what does this mean, that tomorrow will be anxious for itself? It means that God, who allows tomorrow to happen, will take care of tomorrow. If God were not to take care of tomorrow, why would he bother allowing us tomorrow? Therefore, we are not to spend the night in anxiety, trapped by worries. You cannot make your child's height grow 1 millimeter by being anxious or worrying.
Dan축시키는 것 이외에 이 세상에서 할 수 있는 것은 아무것도 없습니다.
There is nothing that anxiety or worrying can accomplish other than to shorten the span of your life. But this does not mean that our life will be devoid of hardships, because God will take care of us. As the Lord said, sufficient for the day is his own trouble. As long as we live, there will be hardships and sufferings. So we must ask a question. If God takes care of us, why are there hardships at all? If he says that he will take care of us, why does he make us go through the suffering? To this question, God already answered this question through Apostle Paul. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. The most important word in this verse is consider. Think about this. If there are hardships and sufferings in my life, although I believe in God who created this universe, would it be because God is impotent? Is God playing with me?
Na를 구원하시기 위해 당신의 독생자를 제물까지 삼으신 하나님이시라면.
This can't be true. If God is the God who gave up his only son as an offering on the cross in order to save me.
정으로 삼으셔서 내 마음의 모난 부분들을 깎으시사 나를 정금처럼 새롭게 빚어 주시기 위함이 아니겠습니까?
Wouldn't it be because he's shaping me anew like gold by chipping away the sharp edges of my life by using hardships and sufferings as chisels? If we think this way, just once, wouldn't the sufferings of today be incomparable to the glory which will be revealed to us in the future? But if we were to live without thinking, although we profess to believe in God as habitual religious persons, then wouldn't the Lord rebuke us as being you of little faith? Who, although professing to believe in God who created the universe, are joyful one minute and mourn for the next like reeds in the wind, depending on circumstances. Now the new year of 2013 has dawned, but the circumstances around us, surrounding us, are not rosy. The economy looks gloomier than other years, because of the global downturn in the economy. As for North Korea, which succeeded in launching a long-distance missile, Unha 3, on December 15th, and who is even toying with the concept of nuclear weapons, it is impossible to predict what our relationship with them will be like. In Japan, an extreme right has seized power, and it's difficult to know how the relationship between Korea and Japan, and further the situation in the Northeast Asia, will unfold. Now, at the end of February, the new administration led by the 18th president, Park Geun-hye, will be sworn in. Because our politics is still backwards, and the incumbent and the opposition parties engage in extreme conflicts, the country was rocked by the impeachment scandal during the early part of Roh Moo-hyun administration and during the early part of Lee Myung-bak administration because of the candlelight vigils caused by the importation of U.S. beef. With the start of Park Geun-hye's administration, we don't know what extreme conflicts that the incumbent and the opposition parties may engage in. So 2013, which just began, does not look at all to be very optimistic. But there is no need for us who believe in God to greet the new year with insecurity, worry, and anxieties.
보십시오. 어느 핸들 문제
Think about this.
해가 있었습니까?
Was there ever a year without a problem?
생각해 보십시오.
But think
그
again.
핸들,
when looking back, was there a time, was there a year when God had not taken care of us?
보십시다.
So let us think.
2013년도를 우리에게 허락하신 하나님께서
Wouldn't God who allowed us this new year 2013 take care of the new year for us?
거두지도 모아들이지도 않는 새들이 어쩌면 창공에 저렇게 많이 살고 있는지 생각해 보십시오.
Let us think about how many birds that do not sow seeds, gather food or store them are living in this world. Think about how many flowers in the field which neither work to collect coloring nor spin for themselves are so brilliantly beautiful.
그 모든 만물을 주관하시는 천지를 창조하신 하나님을 생각해 보십시다.
Let us think about God who oversees all things of the earth and the heavens.
세상 끝날까지 나와 함께 하신다는 하나님의 말씀을
Let us think about the words of God which says that He knows all about what I need and He will be with me until the ends of this world. What will make us afraid? And of what should we be afraid of? Let us all become Christians who consider God daily. Think of His words daily. Think of His providence daily. Thinking Christians. And at all times and everywhere, in all circumstances, let us first give our life priority solely to God. Even if a storm blows over, even if snow blizzards comes upon us, God will surely make all things to work together to fulfill His goodwill in our lives. And each of our new year 2013 will be weaved by God into a true new year. Let us pray. Thank you for trusting us and allowing us the opportunity of yet another year. And at the first hour of the first day of the new year, thank you for reminding us that to believe is to consider God who oversees the universe, to consider the words of God given to us through the Bible, and to consider the providence of God revealed through the law of nature and human history. When the clouds of worry and anxiety tries to cover me, allow me to consider God who feeds the birds who neither sow nor gather, God who clothes flowers who do not toil nor spin. When sufferings of hardships come upon me, allow me to consider God's words that the present sufferings cannot be compared to the glory which will be revealed to us. Although I cannot see right now, help me to think of your providence which is being fulfilled through my life, transcending time and space. During this one year, may I become a thinking Christian every day, at all places, so that I can offer priority of my life solely to God. And so during this one year, through our lives, may the will of God for the history of this age become fulfilled. And may 2013, which you have allowed us, truly become the new year. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.